12 minutes after the hour, Black Knight Meditations, WSCA 106.1. That is a track from Ancient Evil called The Procedure. And as it is an X-Files show tonight, I want to play tracks that are somewhat make the most sense for an X-Files broadcast. And I'm thinking The Procedure, Alien Probe, maybe, maybe not. But hey, as far as the song title goes, why not give it a shot? Cage, Ancient Evil, record is out now. You guys know what a huge Cage fan I am. I've had Sean Peck, the vocalist, on air a couple times over the years, and I'm a huge Cage fan, and I figured, why not get Cage back on air? Let's have Sean on air. Sean, thanks a lot for calling in.
Yeah.
Doing it again. It's been 3 years since we've had you on air. You've been on air on WSEA twice. It's been 3 years. We finally have a new Cage album. Thanks a lot for calling in. You're at the NAMM convention right now. What's going on there?
We just left the NAMM floor. I'm with Mark Grabowski, the bass player of the Denner Sherman band. I'm in now with Hank Sherman and Michael Denner. So we went around and got mobbed, man. It's I must be getting more popular because I took a lot of photos on the NAMM floor convention, so a lot of hard work pays off. I mean, people know who the heck I am now, which is cool. I was rocking the white leather jacket, which everyone else was dressed in black, and I'm rocking the glam metal white leather jacket with sunglasses.
Well, I think the reason why people know you is because you are in every band in metal. I mean, dude, obviously Cage, Death Dealer, the Denner Sherman project you just mentioned, you're in every, I mean, there's almost no band in metal you're not in now. Well, you know what? I do hear there's an opening in Motorhead, so I'm just saying, if you need another project, you know, there's more out there for you. So as I was mentioning, tonight is an X-Files special. I'm a huge X-Files geek. I've had you on air before. I know you're a big comics guy, and I'm thinking it's probably a good idea to talk to Sean Peck to see if the Cage frontman is an X-File himself. How about it? Are you into the X-Files?
I'm a complete conspiracy theorist. I've written a song literally about every conspiracy theory, ghosts, aliens, phenomenon that you can. I didn't do the Loch Ness Monster because Priest did it. But I am working on a song called Scream of the Yeti.
Oh, okay.
And I think, well, after I do that one, I'll pretty much have covered everything.
All right, well, a conspiracy theorist, well, obviously, a conspiracy, huge theme of the show. What are the themes of the show were you able to identify with? I mean, now you're a Christian. Could you relate to the show's examination of religious faith intertwined with science and the unknown? Was there any other theme that you could really grab onto and just say, yeah, I can identify with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, the first Cage album, you know, was all about aliens, you know, seeding the Earth as where, you know, humans came from, you know, maybe Mars. I had the face on Mars on, you know, on the album cover. So we've covered the alien thing. We've covered the abduction thing. I've covered the, you know, afterlife. I've covered the shadow people thing. Chupacabra. I mean, I can go on and on. The Illuminati, Nazi UFOs. I don't think there's anyone else who's covered as many of those topics as I have, man.
Well, that's true. And I was going to ask you that for an X-Files fan who is not familiar with Cage, what song should they listen to? Now, I played Chupacabra just a few minutes ago because there was a fourth season episode called El Mundo Gira about El Chupacabra. And you're basically saying, hey, pick a song, any song. You're probably going to find something X-Files-ish in anything you listen to with Cage. So, all right, so we know the Cage has a new record out, Ancient Evil. We know you're in 6,000 bands, one of which is also, it does seem like that, one of which is Death Dealer, also has a new record out, newish, Hollow Ground. For those who maybe know you from Cage, maybe don't know you from Death Dealer, who only has two records out now, and let's say they don't know Death Dealer. Maybe they've heard about it. What's the difference? How would you say Cage is this, Death Dealer's that? What's the big difference between the two, musically speaking, of course?
Death Dealer is a little more, has a few more mid-tempo songs, I think. You know, again, influenced by Ross the Boss. But still, you know, gets as heavy as Cage at times. I think Cage is overall just more fast and heavy and thrashy. On a consistent level. But they're both just great heavy metal. I mean, like some of the songs could probably be interchangeable. Yeah, a lot of, I mean, I did a song called Beast of Bray Road, which is a, you know, deep, dark conspiracy theory about a werewolf in Wisconsin. Secrets of Fatima is a good one to check out, too, which is about the three secrets of the Fatima children, which is an incredible story. If for people that don't know that, look up the three secrets of Fatima. It's one of the most profound experiences in human history.
What about lyrically speaking with Death Dealer? Obviously, with Cage, you're saying there's so many X-Files type topics that you've covered lyrically in Cage. What about lyrically in Death Dealer? Is there an overall theme with lyrics in Death Dealer?
Death Dealer is become more of just straight fiction, like literally every tale. I don't want to say generic, but to me, like, I've covered so many real topics that now I've kind of run out of them. And like the last three albums I did, which we're going to call Pectober, the Denner Sherman, the Death Dealer Hologram, and the Cage Ancient Evil was, of course, a full concept album based on a horror story I wrote, which is real H.P. Lovecraft influenced. And then the Death Dealer was just a, like I said, a little bit of a, you know, a song about a gunslinger, a song, a seance, a fictional song about a Nazi-possessed U-boat, you know, all kinds of, like I said, a lot of fictional and straight-ahead metal anthems, a lot of liberty, a lot of, you know, anti-establishment, you know, rebellion themes in Death Dealer. Cage was real easy because, like I said, it was a concept album, so all, I was able to, you know, every song there was writing a story. And Death Dealer was, each song was an individual unit. And then when I go to Denner Sherman is all just like the occult and, you know, scary stories and stuff. I'm having a real good time with Denner Sherman right now.
And for those who are tuned into Black Knight Meditations this evening because of the X-Files broadcast, and maybe you're not familiar with your work, you're saying Cage especially, but even Death Dealer and of course, Denner Sherman, the Merciful Fate guys, there's something lyrically, thematically for them no matter what, which is awesome. And I got to tell you, I was shocked to find out you were doing vocals for Denner Sherman. That came out of nowhere. Actually, how did you get that gig?
That was funny. You know, I saw an article like on one of the websites saying Hank Sherman and Michael Denner are going to do a record, and I was a huge King Diamond Merciful Fate fan, so I looked up Hank Sherman on Facebook and sent him a private message. I'm Sean, big fan. Hey man, you know. Because it said it was going to use a bunch of different singers. So I go, I'd love to do a song.
Cool.
I don't know if you know who I am, blah, blah, blah. And he hit me back saying, yeah, I totally know who you are. When we get closer, I'll hit you up. And I was just so excited just to even get a message back from
Hank right.
Sherman.
That's awesome.
You know, let alone go, oh, yeah, I know who you are. Yeah, that'd be cool. And about 3 months later, he's like, hey, are you still interested in doing a song? I'm like, oh, my God, yes. And so he sent me a track, and I quickly recorded a chorus idea that I had, sent it over to him, just like freaking out, go, God, I hope he likes it. God, I hope he doesn't think it sucks. And he hit me back, you know, going, hey, do you want to do all four songs in the EP? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. 100% yes, I do want to do all the songs. And the rest is history. And now, like I said, I'm sitting here with Mark Grabowski, the bass player, and Denner Sherman. And we just got mobbed on the floor of NAMM. I mean, people are so freaking excited about it. And the EP went over fantastic.
Oh, yeah,
it sold
great.
Really well. And there's a lot of excitement for the LP, which we are just about to finish up the writing and about to start entering the recording mode. And we're going to be touring with Denner Sherman, too, so it's really exciting.
Well, and that leads me to say, what does 2016 look like for Sean Peck? Because three releases in a very short time span in 2015. So what's shaping up for everything, all of your projects, and you personally for 2016?
2016, the first release will definitely be the Denner Sherman. We are planning a U.S. tour, planning a European tour. I just did a couple songs with them in Israel on a thing called the Metal Titans. The EP is available on Metal Blade. As we signed a deal with Metal Blade Records. We just met with Brian Schlegel just today, and you know, talking about the plans. And we're going to film a crazy, crazy music video that's going to freak people out. If you like naked women and satanic rituals and blood and heavy metal.
And who doesn't?
Get ready. Yeah, who doesn't? Get ready for this music video. It's going to blow people's minds. So we're really excited about that. And then Cage is working on something that we're calling Project One right now, which will probably come out under a different name. And it's going to involve like some additional people, but it's the band Cage writing the album. And okay. then that's probably halfway done. And then after that, I'll start working on the next Death Dealer. But touring-wise, it's going to be really – Cage is going out with Nocturnal Rites in Europe and Japan. Sometimes looking like probably May. We're playing the first Dinner Sherman show in Copenhagen, mid-April, a show in Copenhagen, which is really exciting. And we're going to do a couple shows out there. Then we'll probably do the Cage run. And then I'm going to Australia with Death Dealer in June. And then I think it's going to be a heavy dose of Dinner Sherman in the second half of the year. So it's really exciting, man. I got to rest my voice. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, not just yet. I got a few more things to go over with you. And then you can rest your voice. I know you're super busy at NAMM right now and your phone's almost dead. But as far as Dinner Sherman goes, now, are we talking about direct support for somebody else on their tour or a headline tour? What is it looking like here in the U.S.
It's looking like a headline tour, but, I mean, if something big comes along, I mean, there's an incredible demand for this band now. You know, people, we put out the EP, and, like, is this a band? Is this a project? What? And the response, I mean, before even a single song was out, was unbelievable. I mean, my emails and like Facebook messaging was blowing up from people in like, you know, Turkey and South America. Like, we must have this. Can we book a show right now? I'm like, there's not even a song out. What if you guys don't even like it? So, and now that there's music out, it's the demand is like incredible right now. So we're really excited. And now that I've done, you know, we did a little teaser where we did the online. You can look up the Metal Titan show where I sang three songs with the guys. So there's a little, we finally got to at least get on stage with the two guitar players. But the whole band hasn't assembled yet, but it's looking like a lot of activity for 2016.
Well, I certainly hope so. I would love a U.S. tour to see Dinner Sherman with you on vocals. That'd be killer. That'd be awesome. Even if you're supporting another band's tour, it doesn't matter. As long as we get to see Dinner Sherman. I mean, it's been years since I've seen those guys live. That was, oh God, has it been 20 years or over 20 years? So that would be killer. And the EP is awesome.
It's going to have three-fifths of Merciful Fate in it. I mean, come on.
How could you possibly go wrong? And last time I saw them was on the In the Shadows tour in 93. I remember that. Oh, it's such a killer show. I mean, they did Satan's Fall in its entirety. I mean, how could you go wrong, you know? Okay, so I know you got to go. A couple more things before I let you go. Now, any discussion with you, we have to talk about comics. We just have to. I mean, it's Sean Peck and Marvel Comics. You can't.
I'll talk all night long about comics.
Yeah, I'm one of those that, you know, I hate to sound like one of those old guys, you know, especially in metal, only the first album is good. Well, you know, when it comes to comics, not much really gets me. Pretty much since the 90s, that's when I started kind of like moving away because
Secret
of how
Wars,
ridiculous
dude.
It became.
The new Secret Wars was unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. What new has worked for you? Like, what in recent times in comics has been like, wow, I like this almost as much as the old days back in like the 70s and 80s?
You know, I just jumped back into some comics because I've been traveling a lot, so I've been downloading them to my phone. The Secret Wars, issues 1 through 9 was unbelievable. I mean, the storyline was so cool. They just, like, destroy the entire Marvel universe and everything's on Battle World. And Doom is the god. And outside the walls is just, like, the nether regions of, like, unstoppable Marvel zombies that just can kill anything. And that was just unbelievable. And then Old Man Logan was a really cool comic. There's a lot of good stuff, now that I kind of drifted off and then jumped back on, but Old Man Logan was really cool. Can't remember the name of it. It was like something with MODOK. It was like this crazy, like Marvel Assassins or something that was just wild.
No, I don't know that
one. So yeah, there's actually, once the spinoff of the, of the Secret Wars kind of opened my eyes to some cool new stuff. So it's people should check out the new Marvel world. I'm not a fan of the Hulk, of the Asian Hulk. I'm not a fan of that.
Well, are you a fan of The Force Awakens? What did you think?
The Force Awakens was a big disappointment for me. It was such a rehash of like, oh, they're on a sand planet. Oh, they're in an alien bar with aliens playing music. Oh, they blow up the Death Star. I mean, it was just such a rehash. I was like, really? They couldn't come up with a new story? It was, I wasn't a fan of the main characters. I mean, it was a cool movie. The action was great. But the fact that the chick picks up a lightsaber, like, out of the blue, what's this? And then beats down the Dark Lord, like, first time out. I had a lot of problems with this movie.
Oh, okay. And, I should ask you, I don't think I've ever asked you this. What did you think of the prequels that Lucas did? You know, the much maligned prequels.
I think they're 100 times better than the new one.
Wow.
I mean, even the people hated them, people hated Jar Jar Binks. They were at least original stories. And as much as the guy that played Darth Vader was just a complete nightmare, they were entertaining new originals. This was such a rehash. It was just a bummer, man. I just couldn't believe. Like, they blow up the like, can't they just disable the weapon? No, the whole planet has to explode. Like, really? Oh, no, it's a chain reaction. It killed it for me. I like the scene on the ship with that alien monster that was the round rolling monster with the tentacles. I dug that. You know, Han Solo was cool, but and like I said, all the action was fantastic, but just the way that they rehashed the story bugged the crap out of me.
No, I understand. And for all the hatred that the prequels got, hey, Lucas did what he basically did in the originals, and people hated him for doing the same thing that they loved him for in the originals. Now, I was ready for somebody to take on the Star Wars universe and put their own spin on it. I think we all were looking forward to that. It didn't feel like a Star Wars movie.
I love J.J. Abrams. I mean,
I do too. Yeah.
Movies. Yeah. I mean, but
I think he's fantastic. It just didn't feel like Star Wars. It looked it. It had all. It had everything, like you were saying, the sand planet and let's have a chain reaction and blow up. Yeah, all that was there. It's almost like they were trying too hard to be like Star Wars. It just didn't.
And then
feel
when
it.
The guy took up, when Kylo Ren took off his mask and he was that dude, you're just like, oh, dude, I just killed.
Like, is there somebody else you would have rather seen?
Yeah, when I saw that they cast that guy as him, I'm just like, there's no way that's gonna be good.
That's funny. All right. Getting back to the X-Files here with what we're doing, are you going to be watching the first episode of the new X-Files series on Sunday night?
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that there's just so much good television on right now, I mean, it's just incredible. I just watched, you know, Legends of Tomorrow was on Thursday night, The Flash, all the superhero shows, Gotham, now X-Files, I mean, American Horror Story, Game of Thrones. It's just television has just been killing it lately, and it's just cool that like literally every night there's just like some killer show, Supernatural.
Yep, still going great. Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, they just last night they just had a fight with Satan in a cage, a cage match with Satan. I mean, what's more metal than that?
it sounds like something, a song you would have written a few years ago too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I already killed the devil, and then the new Dennis Sherman. We have a song called Son of Satan, and we're actually going to kill the son of Satan in that song, too. So not only did I kill the devil, but I killed the son of Satan. That's coming up.
I mean, why stop at dad when you can kill the kid, too, right?
Yeah,
why
I killed the kid, too. Just to let everyone know where I stand.
You know, some people call you the Hell Destroyer. I got to call you Chupacabra, man. And
That's cool.
I got to call you Chupacabra. And no, actually, you know what I want to call you? After now that Ancient Evil is out, looking at that album cover, I think you're channeling your inner Ming the Merciless there. It's
yeah, you know, that wasn't supposed to look that much like me. I was just talking to Mark Sasso, the artist, about it. I'm like, dude, that looks too much like me. It's like, yeah, you know, Ming the Merciless, you know, I had to make it look like that. And like, everyone, every time we're at the merch table, everyone points at the picture and goes, is that you? I'm like, no.
I'm thinking Ming the Merciless, really. And I'm thinking, or, you know, hey, maybe Anton LaVey, Ancient Evil, you know. Hey.
I told him to make him look like Ming the Merciless. And then in the video, we got a guy that kind of, you know, looks that way, too. So everyone that's listening right now, check out Cage Across the Sea of Madness video, and also check out the Dennis Sherman Satan's Tune video and the Death Dealer Break the Silence video.
They will definitely do it. We're going to play the title track now, Ancient Evil. Give me a little bit about this song, and then we'll let you go back to your NAMM goodies, all right? Tell me about Ancient Evil, the song.
Everyone listening, when you hear the last scream at the end of the song, ask yourself, is there any other human being on planet Earth that can duplicate that? That's what I want you to do. When you're all in your bedrooms listening to the music, try and sing along with that last note and see if it's humanly possible. I don't even think I can still do it now. I don't know how I pulled it off. I don't think today I could probably do it. But, yeah, it's the title track. It's a real thrasher. Every time we play it live, the band looks at each other just like, holy crap, like we barely survive like playing that song because it's so fast. And like half the time we get lost with each other and we look at each other like, man, are we off? Are we on? So it's a frantic train wreck. But, you know, you got to start every album out with just, like, the speediest, thrashiest song
you can find. Of course. I don't think any Cage song is going to eclipse Flying Fortress for me. It's my absolute favorite song. One of my favorite songs in metal.
We play that live now.
Thank you.
Our encore, yeah.
Thank you. I love that song. My absolute favorite Cage song. But I got to tell you, Ancient Evil is coming up close to being... It's my current favorite anyway. All right, man. Hey, Sean, thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it. Watch the X-Files. Keep reading the comics, and we got to have you on in another 3 years next time another Cage record comes out, all right? Take care, Sean.
Let's do it next year. CageHeavyMetal.com, DeathDealer.co, and DennisSherman.com. We love all the fans. Thanks. Good night.
All right. Take care, man.